With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Exports of U.S. pork, beef, and lamb were higher than a year ago in both volume and value, according to statistics released by the USDA and then compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Pork exports up 4% from last year's total, while export value increased 12%. Beef export volume, it also improved 11% from a year ago, while export value increased 18%. Those numbers are pretty good, but Phil Tsang with the U.S. Meat Export Federation recently told the NCBA he thinks we could still do better.
Yes, we can. And I think that if we take a look at the numbers for the for January and also just numbers this morning from Japan, we're looking next year at basically about a 7% increase as far as volume and about an 8% as far as value. So as long as we're growing in international exports faster than we're producing, which we are, we're taking product off the market. And so I think that, again, the export factor is going to be a huge dividend to producers, especially this year. And we're approaching close to $300 for fed slaughter. That's that dividend of the export market. So it's real and it's very, very important to the producer, especially today.
He says part of the reason we're seeing such good numbers has to do with pork exports to South Korea, which climbed 33% in volume and 43% in value. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.